don't just exist. Live live on AWR SID Media.
All right, it's now 3, beg your pardon, 7 minutes after 2 here on Adventist World Radio. We are going to connect one more time and engage one more time on the issue of social media and the good and the bad of social media. And we are hoping to be able to connect to Pastor Bengay Moy. I am hoping we'll be able to connect to the pastor for some reason. Our lines are just not playing ball today. For some reason. And even when we are able to get through to a guest, that guest is just not available. Maybe this is a Friday. Maybe people are enjoying their Friday. Anyway, influencing the next generation is our focus for this afternoon. Influencing the next generation. If we consider ourselves as the current generation, then maybe our children are the next generation. And I'm wondering, if we are the current generation, what kind of a generation are we that is so heavily influenced by people we don't know? Anyway, social media is now a part of childhood and adolescence. We cannot really avoid that by now, influencing everything from identity to communication. And if we are not wise, it stands a chance of influencing even the parts that we should be influencing. But what impact is it really having on children, on young minds? Let's discuss the role of social media plays in shaping today's youth and how we can help guide them wisely. Like I said, for one more time, we have Pastor Bengay Moy, who's helping us with that conversation. Pastor Moy, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much.
So, what are some of the ways social media can positively impact children and teens?
Okay, there are many ways on how social media can positively impact children and teens. Actually, first of all, let me begin by mentioning one way on how it can actually impact children. The first one is building relationships. You know, social media can help children to stay in touch with the friends and family, even those who live far away. You know, as you grow, you tend to build relationship with the people that outside your territory. So where do you meet them? You can meet them online. So that's one of the positive on how social media can positively impact children. And then the second one is, you know, they can develop communication skills. You know, on social media, there are a lot of platforms that you can use if you want to communicate with others. And this can open actually opportunities for actually a number of people. If you are still young, you learn how to communicate through social media. It can open up a lot of opportunities for you as you grow as a child.
Okay. You know?
The other one is learning opportunities. You know, there are a lot of things that you can learn via social media. It might be academic things and even how to do businesses. As a young person, you can learn a lot of opportunities through social media. However, actually, social media may have also some negative impacts to children. Because, you know, sometimes they can be exposed to bullies, negative influence. They can also encounter maybe some behaviors. They can be addicted sometimes, looking at what happens on the social media.
As parents, what can parents do? How can parents set healthy social media boundaries for their children?
I think one of the ways that parents can use to actually help children get off social media.
No, 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 not to get off social media, Fundis, but to set healthy social media boundaries.
Okay. I think they need to set some actually limits to their children. Okay, maybe for example, you know, there are pupils who normally go to school. When they come back, they are always online. So as a parent, you need to supervise your children. You know, let them have limits on how they are using social media. And sometimes you need to spend enough time with your children. You tell them stories about real life situations. Because what makes a lot of people to be online throughout, sometimes they are lonely, they don't have what to do. So as a parent, it is your role, actually, to mold your children how you want them to grow. So spend a lot of time with them, advise them how you want them to grow, and that will help them to reduce the time limit that they use social media.
Yeah.
And then you need to educate your children also on the effects of social media. So as they grow, they will know that if I am always on social media, I may encounter this and this situation. So it can also help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you need to supervise your children on how they use social media. You monitor them. What do they post? Okay. What do they comment on social media? You know, because there are people who actually look at the behavior of your children, what they post on social media. They can even tell to say, no, that parent has failed to actually control the children. So as a parent, you have a role to play. You need to supervise them. What do they post, actually? What do they share? Okay. How do we dress the pictures that they upload on social media? How do they look?
So in what ways does social media affect the self-esteem, and sometimes even the values of young people?
Okay. Actually, there is the issue of, you know, social comparison. You know, you begin to compare the lives of others, okay, the life that they live, and you maybe your life is average, okay, and then you feel like you have low self-esteem. You want to reach their standard, but you are failing. As a result, you can actually be stressed sometimes, you know. And sometimes, you know, there is that issue of seeking for validation. Mm-hmm. Maybe sometimes you post something on social media. It might be your pictures or what. And then you don't have likes or comments, okay? Mm-hmm. So that can make you to feel bad. When you look at other people's posts, they have got a lot of likes and a lot of followers, and yet to your side, there is none. So that can make you to feel low as well. You know, sometimes people may also post their body images, how they look and how they appear. So you can feel insecure because you feel like you are inferior. You know, you try so much to reach their level, but you are failing due to maybe your situation, your circumstances. Okay, that can make you actually to have low self-esteem as well.
And so let's talk about society, Mfundis. How can society help children, our kids, recognize the difference between reality and online portrayals?
Okay, you know, people, they fake lifestyles on social media and some things that are there, they are not real.
Right.
Okay, fake things, you find that you edit pictures. Okay, so one of the things that the society needs to do is to educate the kids on the real life situations. Okay,
yeah.
Because actually others, they even use shortcuts for them to reach other people's levels. You know, you want to buy each and every suit that you see on social media. Okay, as a result, maybe you don't have proper sources of money. That can make you to be a thief.
Yay.
Okay.
Sure.
Yes. So the society to actually educate. Actually, sometimes, you know, some children actually, maybe sometimes they don't have bundles, all right? If they always use that means of having bundles. Maybe they still at home so that they can activate bundles. They go online. So the society needs to educate kids on the real life situations.
Right.
Do not just come on a silver plate. You have to work for them.
Yeah.
And also there is need of canceling social media users. You cancel them on the effects of social media and how they are supposed to use it. Actually, if it is used in a positive way, it can be beneficial to them. So one of the...
You're still there, Pastor. I think we've lost our pastor.
Can help social media.
Sorry, Pastor. Could you say that again? We missed you there. You got cut.
Okay, talking about the issue of canceling, the society needs to actually to be canceling youths on how, or the kids on how to use the social media.
When you say cancel, what does the pastor mean?
Okay, they need to be advising
or
the
counseled.
Kids. On...
Oh, got it. Sorry about that. Yeah. Okay. My final question then, for instance, what role should social media platforms play in protecting young users? And I'm saying this because I'm not quite sure if the platforms themselves have a role, but I suppose a legitimate question to ask so people know whether to expect anything from social media platforms, whether it's TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram. Is there a role that we should expect from these social media platforms? And if there is a role, what role should social media platforms play?
Well, I think on that one, I can mention two that I know very well and I've seen them. Actually, if these two, they can be implemented by all the social media platforms, I think some vices can be reduced. Okay. Some social media platforms, actually, they moderate the content. Maybe there is something that you want to send on social media. Mm. They look at it. How is it? Is it appropriate or not?
Okay.
Okay. What you want to post, they check it.
Right.
Before you post it. Yes. Is it abusive? Is it an insult? Is it bad? So before you upload it, they check it. If it is bad, what you are sending there will not be successive. Okay. Others actually, they do age verification. Okay, you log into that particular actually platform, they verify your age. If you are under age, you will not pull through.
See,
these provisions are implemented in all the social media platforms. Actually, a lot of things that we see on social media, they cannot be seen.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, got it. I hear you. Pastor, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. It's been a wonderful interaction to have you talk to us about the issues of social media. Have a wonderful day further and happy Sabbath for tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Sorry, Mfonis, say that again.
Happy Preparations Day.
Indeed. Right back at you, Mfonis. Thank you very much.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.